Hello.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Well, doing really good. Really good. I'm glad I caught you.
I know. I was going to say, between me calling you and you calling me.
It was a little back and forth there, but it's okay. We got it.
I've been so busy.
No, it's okay. No worries. How can I help you out, Michael?
Well, I needed somebody to come over and direct me and what I'm doing with my system.
Okay, gotcha. You want like a breakdown of like on the app of how it works and everything like that?
Right. Yeah, because I got an email from the Edison, and they so I called them and was talking to them a little bit, and they wanted to more or less know what was going on or how I felt, you know, about switching over to solar and all that. I said, well, I can't really tell you. I've been turned down for like 3 weeks. 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I had nothing to base it on.
Okay.
And then.
And then just a
quick. How much money do we owe? Are we going to owe money? I noticed there was a small hookup fee or something.
So with this program, like I mentioned, you don't owe anything, right? You just pay for the energy that, of course, that system produces for you. Now, I know you said you got an email from California Edison.
Right.
I just want to let you know, Michael, just be wary because there are pretty much solicitors out there that would pretend to be California Edison. I actually just had another homeowner I helped install the same time as yourself. He received a letter from quote-unquote someone from Edison asking them about their system, and it turned out to not be California Edison. They were pretending to be California Edison to get some information. So just be wary of emails like that out there. I can actually repeat what they said. They might have told you the same thing, but I have it right here. Give me 1 second. Let me look at it for you. So, 1 second here. Give me 1 second as I double check. All right. Let me see. So the email said, I'm reaching out in regards to the property here, and then they stated the property. I did the meter spot on your panel and haven't received an inspection yet. It has been on our backlog for more than 45 days, and we require you to cancel your job if I don't hear back from you. And this was a fake technician from Southern California Edison that a homeowner emailed over to me. For that email, if you'd like, you can actually forward it over to me as well. And I can let you know if that's a credible, like, Southern California Edison rep or if it's someone just trying to get some information.
I have to go through my junk delete mail or whatever they call it.
Yeah, so just see what
I know I did really talk to Edison because I have their phone number. I didn't go off that. I know I talked to them. I talked to them for a little bit, and that's why I wanted to know about the system because what confused me, they said I would – $220. It's like, well, I got to pay $205. Matter of fact, they called me too. The people from who takes care of the monthly payment. They called me too, and I was talking to them, and like I said the electric company said I owe them $230, and then $205 to the solar company.
Yeah.
I'm going, wait, this ain't right.
Yeah. So, of course, you're always going to have that bill coming in from us. Now, that past bill that you might have received from California Edison, it might have been an overdue balance during that transition period of when you were going into solar. So, that might be because that system should be covering 100% of your usage, like we stated. Of course, if you were to overuse on the system, like how I explained. If you were to like run the AC nonstop and just keep that thing going, you're going to get a second bill stating that you owe. But if you're looking for like a breakdown on how the application works, I can see if there's someone in the area so they can go ahead and go out to you and explain everything, okay?
Okay, yeah. I was even telling them, I said, what's the point? Well, why did I go solar if I'm still getting a bill from you guys?
Right.
Yeah, because what I owe you. For this billing period, is less than it was when I was paying you the whole thing.
Yeah,
but it's still basically the $400+ that I've been paying.
Yeah,
He didn't explain it to me any you know, in depth or anything to where I understood what was going on. That's why. And I sit there and, you know, look at the graph, you know, on the app, you know, where it shows how much I'm producing, and I really don't understand it. I mean, it always says up at the top that it says normal.
Yeah.
In the green up at the top, and I go through all the little graphs, and it shows how much is imported and exported, and how much is usage, and how much I produce. And it looks like I always produce more than we use.
Yeah. So that bill might have been a lingering bill from the past that they're just wanting you to pay. Because, right, if you were to overuse on your energy, then that would receive a larger bill from, like, California Edison, or just a bill from Edison in general. So it might have been during that transition. Remember how I told you, give it 2 months to see how solar is working for you? Because if you're receiving a bill after 2 months, then we can take a look into it and see what's going on.
Right. So I was telling Cindy, because she said the same thing to me, going, which I more or less broke it down and said, all right, I will take care of Edison. You guys just take care of I'll take care of the solar part. You just take care of the electric bill.
Yeah.
I said, most likely, I said the same thing. I'm thinking it's probably a carryover from before.
Yeah, more than likely it is a carryover. When you receive your next bill, that will be like a truer bill for you, because that's when you'll, of course,
What would you say, Mike, from the Edison, once everything's normal, what kind of bill I'm getting from them?
Yeah, the only bill that you'll be receiving from them would be the connection fee. So that connection fee, they did go up this year with California Edison, so I think it's around $15.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, so that's the only bill that you should be receiving. Like I mentioned, the only other time that you get a bill from California Edison is if you were to overuse on your energy, and then that solar system can't produce that much energy for you. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you were to overuse, then that system, you would need a pull from California Edison, and that's when California Edison gives you a bill.
Right. And that don't happen for the fact I checked into that too, where I even printed it out for everybody. This is when you can do laundry. You got all this time. This is when you do not do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't want you running your electric pencil sharpener.
There you go. Exactly. But
if you get somebody to come out and kind of show me that, I'll pull it up on the computer and have them kind of talk me through to where I know what the graphs mean.
I can potentially have someone out. Now, I double checked that week. Give me a little bit of time before we do send someone out. Probably about a week or so, depending on where their availability is at. But at least I can keep you in the loop. In the meantime, what you can do for me, Michael, go ahead and send me a picture of that bill on what you owe for California Edison. So send me page one and page three, just so I can go ahead and take a look and just make sure.
Okay. Yeah, it should be coming any day, but I expect it.
Gotcha.
So next day or two, I'll take a picture of it and shoot it over to you.
Awesome. That'll be perfect. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it, Josh. Thanks.
No problem, Michael. Anytime, man. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.